BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
If you displease the right people, the world closes in on you very, very fast.
Cate Blanchett's a double Oscar winner, starred in Lord of the Rings, Ocean's 8. Lots of people have just seen her in Don't Look Up. So it being the start of the year, it was interesting to get time with her to hear her thoughts on the future of cinema. Can it recover from the last 2 years? She's a new film out. It's called Nightmare Alley. It's the first from Guillermo del Toro since The Shape of Water won Best Picture at the Oscars. It's a neo-noir psychological thriller set in the 1940s, but touching on many topical themes. Cate Blanchett is particularly interested in the way it examines the nature of truth. I'm BBC Entertainment correspondent Colin Patterson. So this is 5 minutes on Cate Blanchett's theory on how we've lost the meaning of truth.
Doctor, how about that?
Please lay down.
Cate Blanchett, making a film noir with Guillermo del Toro. Just how much of a dream was that?
It was an absolute dream. I mean, it was a film noir, as you say, but with a twist. You know, at its heart, it has a con man who starts believing his own lie. And I think that notion of believing a lie rather than investing in the truth is something that's really contemporary and resonant. In today's world, facing the truth is a very kind of dangerous, almost circus-like game that we're terrified of the truth, I think.
Why is that?
Why is that? Somehow the notion of the truth has become politicized and it's been used to estrange ourselves not only from each other, and community from community, but from ourselves. And I think that Nightmare Alley deals with the terrifying moment when you start believing the lie that you tell yourself rather than living in the actual genuine scientific immutable truth.
I will ask you simple questions. You will answer in short sentences only what you believe to be absolute truth.
Absolute truth. I can do that.
The character I play is a psychoanalyst, as I said, and Bradley Cooper's character, she puts Bradley's character on the couch to see if he is strong enough to confront the truth about himself. And I think that the confusion between fact and fiction has created a very confusing atmosphere for us as people trying to exist in very confusing times.
Well, you know, maybe you've played your part with Lord of the Rings, you know, confusing people.
Confusing people, I know. But, you know, elves don't really exist. So, you know, I think that fiction is a really, and that, you know, acts of the imagination, and it's a really, really important part for us as humans that we have imaginative lives in which we have fantasies. Escapism is really important for us, but it's when feats of wild imagination start seeping into the structures that are meant to keep us all together and keep our society functioning. That's when things get strange and weird.
So what did you end up doing with lockdown then?
I mean, fortunately, I decided I'd worked quite a lot the year before the pandemic. And so I thought, I'm going to have this year off. Be careful what you wish for. I didn't plan to homeschool the children. You know, I have a few I can juggle, but my God, that is juggling, trying to engage your 7-year-old. I mean, one thing came home to me was just how incredible teachers are. Yeah, so it was our A-level student, our GCSE child, and then our then 12-year-old and our 7-year-old, who wouldn't at all, allow me to teach maths or do phonics unless I dressed up as her teacher and put on her teacher's voice. So I had an array of stuffed animals who also all had to be taught. So it was...
You had to dress up as her teacher?
I did. It wasn't an offer I made. It was a request that she made. Yeah.
Could you give us just a little bit of the teacher voice?
Mrs. Venables Kirk. No, I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't. I can't. It was so traumatic for me. I've actually put my Mrs. Venables Kirk to bed.
She's a real lady, is she? She's actually her teacher.
She's a saint.
so much about the world we're trying to get our head around at the moment. Spider-Man No Way Home becoming one of the biggest films of all time when no one is going to the cinema. Is this the future for cinema? The big event movie and almost nothing else that people are going to see? What's your take on this?
I miss sitting in the dark with strangers, and I miss that about going to live music, to going to the theatre and to going to the cinema. And I'm still, maybe I'm wildly optimistic, but I still hope that when things get a little bit more stable and it's not on again, off again, to can I go, can't I go, you know, what looks like a disastrous situation for the cinema at the moment could actually be a positive. I think it's a chance for the industry, has been a chance for the industry to really assess who their audience are and or is and how they can recapture and reinvigorate that audience.
So finally, this is your chance. What's been annoying you lately? Anything that you want to get off your chest?
What's been annoying me? I'm trying to be very zen, which can be very annoying to other people. So I think I've been very annoying to the people around me. But, just the usual things that annoy me, leaf blowers, plastic bags, people not using the jam jar and then putting the same knife into the butter. That's really annoying, especially when you want to have a Vegemite on your toast. You don't want a bit of jam in there. The really big, important things, you know.
Kate Blanchett, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Bye-bye. Bye.